This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today on Cross Hope, part 3 of a message we began on Monday from 1 Corinthians 9, 24 to 27 about running the race. Secondly, I want you to write this down, if you will. We have a goal. You say our goal is heaven. Well, yes, it is. We want to spend eternity with Christ, and that's a valid goal. But our goal, hopefully, is to reproduce Christ in our life on this earth. Did you know that part of being a believer in Jesus Christ is that people are supposed to be able to look at you and supposed to be look at me and say, I think I see Jesus Christ in him or in her. You may be the only Bible that some people come in contact with, and I know that sounds strange to hear that, but it's true. Meaning what? The only scriptural contact they experience in life is what comes out of your mouth. Maybe the only Bible that some people have contact with. You may be, in a sense, the only Jesus that people come in contact with. How is it that people are to see Christ on this earth? They see it in the lives of believers. People like you and people like me. So not only are all the runners run and we're in the race, we have a goal to reproduce Christ in this life. Edwin Muir was an author who wrote about what happened in World War II after the war. And he remembers being in Europe, seeing all the thousands and thousands of refugees who left their hometowns and were gone for 4 years. And then the time came when the war was over, there were just streams of people with carts trying to find their way back home to see if they even had a home left. And Edward Muir would write this, so many of them looked like people on a journey from nowhere to nowhere. What a phrase. They looked like they were on a journey from nowhere to nowhere. Listen, that describes how people are in the United States of America, people you work with who are on a journey from nowhere to nowhere. People in your neighborhood journey from nowhere to nowhere. They don't know where they're going. Don't talk to them about eternity. They don't know what's going to happen next month, let alone in eternity. They're on a journey, in a figurative sense, from nowhere to nowhere. There may be people in your own family that are on a journey from nowhere to nowhere. Let's really make it personal. That may have described your life up until recently. But as a believer in Jesus Christ, you're not on a journey from nowhere to nowhere. You're on a journey with the Lord. He not only is the one you go to, he's with you in the journey. That's the powerful part of the lesson. The Lord's with you in the journey and on the journey. Thirdly, the race lasts all of our life, not part of our life. You know, the Lord didn't call you to serve him for a few years until you found something better. He didn't call you and he didn't call me to follow the Lord until we get mad, until we get disgruntled. He didn't call us till we decide that, well, we've had enough and that's all we're going to do. The Bible says in Revelation 2:10, be faithful unto death. We have been called to be faithful to the Lord God Almighty all of our lives. It comes and it is to last till death. Jim Elliot was the husband of Elizabeth Elliot. Jim Elliot was one of 5 or 6 missionaries who were martyred in Ecuador in South America. Landed a small plane on a riverbank in Ecuador. Were greeted by some Aka Indians who weren't sure who these men were. They came to spread the gospel, but they were murdered. They were all speared to death, including Jim Elliot. Powerful story. Unbelievable story.
Well, we're out of time, but I want you to hear this story of Jim Elliot about what he said in college before his death. It will speak to you powerfully about this passage from 1 Corinthians 9. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. Go there to look at visual stories. Find out more about this ministry on crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.